Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live and local in Richmond, Virginia, here on a Thursday, June 26th, as we cruise through bit season with not much going on in the sports world. You guys know I like to call it list season, and Jimmy Kempski strikes again from the Philly Voice with his latest list. Does this every single year. Let me just do a little background on this. Jimmy Kempski works for Philly Voice. He covers the Eagles. He doesn't like Washington. He doesn't like Dallas. He doesn't like the New York Giants. Every year, he comes out with a list, 10 reasons the blank will be a dumpster fire this season, and he does one for the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, and the Washington Commanders. And personally, I love the bit. Like, as a guy who covers Philadelphia, that's a brilliant plan. I wish I came up with something like that to just completely poo on every team in the division every single year. And he pisses off the fan base, and he gets 100 clicks, and it's a great bit. But somehow every year, I let him get to me because I love this team so much. And so every time I read this list, my blood starts to boil. If I have a heart attack on air, it's going to be because of Jimmy Kempski from Philly Voice. 10 reasons the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. With the subline, the Commanders made it to the NFC title game last year. Do they have another run in them? Well, number one, he points to regression. Regression is coming. And I kind of gave you my spit take reaction to that with Michael here on Crosstalk, which is, yeah, it's coming because it's just most likely going to happen when you win 12 games, but I'd be fine with 10 and a playoff win. Regression is coming? Sure. That's not going to get me fired up. Not going to piss me off. But we won 12 games. We haven't done that basically in my lifetime. So I'm very happy with the success we had. I think we're going to build off of that, but 10 wins and a playoff berth? That's a regression that I can live with. I can live with. He points out that last year's improvement was the biggest win total improvement in the NFL, and it tied for ninth best since the NFL went to a 16-game schedule in 1978. Of the teams he listed, as I pointed out, none of these teams were from the year 2020 on, which is funny because that's actually the last time Washington got into the postseason, year one of the Ron Rivera era. But for example, I'll give you, he points out the 1999 Indianapolis Colts, who went 13-3, and the year 2000, they went 10-6. A three-loss regression. 2008, Miami Dolphins, 11-5. Next year, 7-9. A four-loss regression. And in fact, he points to about 15 teams that have regressed. There's only one team that improved. The 1997 Jets went from 9-7 to 12-4 after making that massive leap the year before, that was a 1-15 awful franchise. So, is regression happening for Washington? Maybe. I mean, is it the way we're winning? Is it unsustainable? I would argue we need to be able to run the ball more with our running backs. But I think what Jaden Daniels did, it's sustainable. He points to the fact that we got lucky breaks in 2024. Yeah, we called a Hail Mary. Yeah, we came from behind against the Eagles with 5 touchdowns from Jaden Daniels. And yeah, we had to win 5 games in a row on the final play of the game. But are we going to say that the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs had lucky breaks when they won all those games by 3 points or less? Are we going to say that the New England Patriots dynasty, every year they had Tom Brady, had lucky breaks because he would drive them down the field to win the game with a field goal late? You know, I don't think that's lucky breaks as much as it is good teams close out games. That's been our issue my entire life. We've never been a good team to close out a game. I think a lot of that is we've never had the quarterback. Quarterbacks close out games. When they have an opportunity with the ball in their hands, the best quarterbacks make game-winning plays. So I think we overperformed last year, but I also think with Jaden Daniels, we could still win a lot of tight games. Then he points to the overloaded aging veterans. Lattimore, Debo, Tunsil, Wagner, Eckler. I'll give you Eckler. I'll give you Bobby Wagner. I think everybody else is going to step up. I'm very excited for Marshawn Lattimore to shut the haters up. And some of them are in the DMV who wanted him traded, who wanted him cut. I felt like it was such an unfair situation for him last year, going from a terrible team, New Orleans, to Washington, dealing with an injury, and then being asked to go up against Mike Evans and A.J. Brown. No thank you. No thank you. What about Jaden Daniels and him regressing? He was dynamic in year one, and a lot of rookies struggle in year two. Sophomore struggles. I don't think Jaden will struggle if he's not asked to carry the offense fully. And that's why the offensive line improvement will help the running game. And the Debo Samuel signing is going to make Jaden's life so much easier. As he even pointed out, he's excited to throw a screen pass and have Debo take it 80 yards to the house. We didn't have that guy last year. Whether it was De'Ami Brown or Olamide Zaccheaus, they shouldn't even be in the same sentence as Debo Samuel. And I love Olamide Zaccheaus. He's not Debo Samuel. He points to defensive weaknesses in the secondary, in the run game. I'm not listening to that because that, to me, is Dan Quinn knows that. Dan Quinn's aware of that. Dan Quinn's not going to let that be the issue second year in a row. We brought in a defensive-minded coach to make sure that would be the quickest side of the ball that we could improve on. And defensively, I think Dan Quinn realized when he got here that Ron Rivera had way more headaches than he realized. They moved on from Emmanuel Forbes, right? They brought in Marshawn Lattimore. They moved on from the kid out of Kentucky, Jamin Davis. They moved on from basically everybody that Ron Rivera had on defense. And they brought in Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner. And so I just felt like statistically what you saw from the defense last year, it's not fair to put that on Dan Quinn. I'm putting that on Ron Rivera. And I don't think the defense is going to be as weak this season. Then they point to the front office aggression could backfire. If Laremy Tunsil is a miss, if Debo Samuel is a miss, fine. I think they're going to be home runs. If not, they're going to be ground rule doubles. Like, Laremy Tunsil is going to be a stud. Debo Samuel's playing on a contract year. And it's not like we gave up, you know, the farm to get them. So why won't the Commanders regress in 2025? Jaden Daniels isn't your typical quarterback. He's older. He's more experienced. That should help limit the amount of sophomore slump games he has. The roster is better, not older. It's better. And that is simple right there when you talk about the additions of Laremy Tunsil, when you talk about Debo Samuel. I think you could talk about Will Harris. You could talk about Dietrich Wise, Javon Kinlaw as well. And then the last thing for me is, look, we've got smart leaders. Bobby Wagner still has something left in the tank. I think Zach Ertz still has something left in the tank. Jaden Daniels is getting better. I don't think he's going to take a step back as much as defenses are going to focus on him because, like I've told you all offseason long, I truly think Adam Peters has done enough. so that Jaden Daniels will improve. Because Jaden won't have to throw the ball as quick with an improved offensive line. And really, it's like Jimmy Kempski didn't pay attention to our improved offensive line. Because we've talked about this. It's not just Laremy Tunsil. It's Laremy Tunsil plus Brandon Coleman sliding inside, plus an exciting right tackle that you drafted in Josh Connerly, plus an improved play from Tyler Biadasz, plus Sam Cosmi returning from injury. And we've heard good news from that he is working through what was a terrible injury. So I think our offensive line last year was like a 79, and I think it could be an 89 or a 90 this year. And then you just, I hate this whole thing of lucky wins. No, that's clutch execution in key moments. And that's something that Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury worked on all season long, from training camp to the postseason. I told you guys, and I'm excited to go to training camp this year. I know Michael was talking about it. My biggest takeaway from training camp last year was when Dan Quinn gave the ball to Jaden Daniels at the 50-yard line. He put 50 seconds on the clock, and he said, "You're down by 5. 50, 50, and 5. And he said, "Go win the game for me, 5. Go win it for me, Jaden 5. And I watched him, without even playing a snap in the regular season or preseason, drive down the field, miss a throw to Zach Ertz on third down, and then connect with him in the back of the end zone on fourth down. That was in late July. You know what we saw last year against the Atlanta Falcons in December? The exact same play. That was how they got so good at those situations, right? Situational awareness. They worked on it all offseason long. They're going to continue to work on it this offseason, training camp, mini camp, and as we get towards the regular season with some preseason action. We'll get maybe one drive from Jaden in preseason game one, maybe a quarter in game two, and he will not suit up for preseason game three. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So that is day one, list number one from Jimmy Kempski's 10 reasons the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. We'll give you number two tomorrow on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, the Washington Wizards, the Nats, the Caps, the Flying Squirrels, and more. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at 910 The Fan or at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I did want to mention our special guest on the show today, big show today, featuring a very special guest from Impractical Jokers on TBS and True TV. Sal Vulcano will join the show today at 2 p.m. He's coming to Richmond, the Carpenter Theater, tomorrow, June 27th. Wade tweets me, AWOD, no way. You're getting Sal on the show. That's awesome. I've seen him live a couple times. Love them all. I mean, Stubb, you were asking me, how the hell did we get this guest? It's an awesome guest.
Yeah, no, I've been watching Impractical Jokers since I was like five or whatever on cable.
Yeah, I told him in the interview that we'll play at 2 p.m. that I just came across the show. One night I was watching March Madness. I fell asleep, and I woke up to True TV playing Impractical Jokers. That was probably like 15 years ago, because I think the show started in 2010. And it's just incredible to see the way it's grown. And now it feels like all four of those guys are like household names. Q, Murr, Joe Gatto. Our guy, Sal Vulcano, will be joining us today at 2 p.m. He'll be coming to the Carpenter Theater tomorrow here in Richmond, Virginia. So, Stubb, I did want to play this audio because Eric Flack from, I believe, CBS in Washington, D.C., gave a great breakdown on the latest with the Washington Commanders' new stadium deal. Now, in case you haven't been paying attention, the Commanders are all in to move the stadium back to D.C., RFK 2.0. Mariel Bowser, 1,000% all in on bringing the pro football team back to the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Take them out of Landover, and we don't want them in Virginia either. Now, council members have been standing in the way. Each council member has their own opinion, their own thing that they want for their ward to pass this, and it has not been going well, unfortunately. And the thing that's pissing me off is these council members were actually quoted saying, well, maybe Washington should talk with Maryland and Virginia once again. And it's like, do they not realize that Josh Harris will do that if you screw this up? He will do that if you screw this up. He doesn't want to move the stadium to anywhere else but RFK because he went to the games with his parents there. And I did with my dad, and we all want the team to move back to RFK. But he's not going to get strong-armed by some, you know, politician in D.C. when there are options in Virginia and, of course, Landover, with the amount of money Maryland Governor Wes Moore wants to pour into Landover 2.0 and making it a whole town center. I think Josh Harris has made it pretty simple. He wants something, an element of the NFL franchise. And this makes sense, Stubb, when you break it down, how much money he poured into it, and this is the DMV's team. He wants, because Baltimore likes the Ravens, most of like Bethesda and Southern Maryland loves the Redskins, right? So he wants an element in D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. For example, Ashburn, Virginia, is where the training facilities are. Right now, you have a stadium in Landover. I think what he's going to eventually get is maybe Ashburn will stay as the training facility, and maybe Landover, FedEx Field, will be used as either a practice facility, but they might just keep that as like the business side of things because there are so many offices in FedEx Field in Northwest Stadium, and then make D.C. the stadium. And that way, Virginia's happy, Maryland's happy, and he gets what he wants in D.C. But to get the latest, here is Eric Flack with a full breakdown. It's pretty interesting.
Down here at the Wilson Building, and just had a really frank conversation with one D.C. council member about this stadium timeline for the Commanders and whether or not D.C. council is going to meet the Commanders' timeline to approve the stadium deal. And this council member, who I'm not going to name, but they said
name
I
him.
Could kind of speak of about what they said, told me, look, the idea of this July 15th or mid-July deadline to approve the deal is ludicrous. That was the word they used, ludicrous. And they're knee-deep in the budget right now, and they are, that's a big deal at a time of budget deficits for DC Council and everything that's going on with the federal government. They are focused on the budget, and the stadium is just not something that they can focus on, according to this council member. And so will it likely get stripped from the budget? Probably.
I mean, that's just where it pisses me off the most, honestly. We don't have time for it right now. We have other things that we need to work on. It's so frustrating, like, especially because the mayor is all on board with this. So they're going completely against the mayor with their own take. Let's hear more from Eric Flack of WUSA9.
The council will have to focus on the stadium issue specifically. And this council member said, look, I want to help the Commanders out. I want them to be ready on time. Remember, the Commanders have said if the deal is not approved by August, this is really going to threaten their timeline to be ready for the 2030 season, to bid on things like the Women's World Cup. They said they could miss out on huge economic opportunities for them and for Washington, D.C. But this council member said, look, I was elected to do a job, and that job is to scrutinize huge transformative deals like this stadium project. That's what my constituents want me to do, and I can't be rushed. I can't focus on this right now.
See, that's the part I don't understand. How are you going to tell me that you want to scrutinize it, you want to look into all the details, but you don't have time to do it right now? Just do it. Just look into all the details. Just do what your constituents want, or just do what the mayor wants and everybody that's a fan of the team, and approve the damn stadium, because you got to have a little faith in Josh Harrison Company as the ownership group. They're committing the largest private money towards a stadium that's ever happened in the United States, ever. And the council members aren't happy because they got to scrutinize every little thing. Politicians suck.
Members feel the same way. And I can't, you know, rush through it even in August. And will 2 months, you know, will extending the conversation into September, will it really put the Commanders back? Well, the Commanders are starting to argue, yes, it would. And in this tight time frame, less than 5 years left to go before they want to open the stadium, you know, every month, every 2 month delay is magnified. And I think council members actually understand that. But at the same time, they feel a responsibility, they said, to kind of like take their time with this. And, you know, are the Commanders really going to go to Maryland or Virginia? Probably not.
That's the part that pisses me off the most. It's like they feel like they have the upper hand. They have the power. They can threaten and say, yeah, we aren't going to approve this. We're going to strip it in July. We're going to strip it in August. We'll get back to it in September. And we dare you to negotiate with Virginia or Maryland. Josh Harris will negotiate with Virginia or Maryland. And if you strong arm like this, he will end up building a stadium in Virginia. And you know who's not going to be happy? The fan base. And it's your fault.
So it's going to get interesting as far as what the Commanders want out of the timeline, what DC Council's timeline is actually going to be. And keep in mind, a lot of these council members have a lot of things that they want changed in this deal. And that doesn't happen overnight either. So I think things are going to start to get really interesting. And I think this is going to drag out for a bit.
So there is an update to this story here. As he mentioned, the Commanders, part of why they want the stadium done by the 2030 season is the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2031. So let me just say this before I even get to the Commanders' take, Stubb. I was just in Philadelphia for the FIFA Club World Cup. And next year, summer of soccer once again, we'll get the FIFA World Cup, where all the best teams from all the best countries will come over to America and play for the most important trophy in all of sports, with all the eyes on it. You go back to the 1994 World Cup that was in America. It was the most attended World Cup ever. The most eyes on television of the last World Cup. Soccer has been and will be the number one sport in the globe for the foreseeable future. It's loved by so many people in South America, all of Europe, all over the country. And for the first time in the history of the World Cup, Stubb, the host country will not have a game in the nation's capital. The first time ever, 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 the World Cup, that is going to make a ton of money for every city that hosts will not be in the nation's capital. So I was just in Philadelphia for the FIFA Club World Cup, right? Remember, next year is going to be even more huge. There were 55,000 people in attendance. There were 40,000-plus Brazilians in Philadelphia eating food, riding on the Spectra, staying at hotels. You don't think that was the economic boom that Philadelphia was hoping for when they bid for the FIFA Club World Cup? We missed out on it. We missed out on it because there's no big stadium in the nation's capital right now outside of Audi Field. And the FIFA World Cup didn't want Audi Field, which can't host enough people, or can't hold enough people to have a game there, in which they want like 70,000 plus at every game, and they want 150,000 in every city going there to support your team. So here's what the Commanders have said, making it clear any delay from DC Council could jeopardize the bid for the 2031 Women's World Cup. That's a big-ass payday that the city and their constituents here, the politicians, are screwing over everybody because they don't want to get this done. Here's what the Washington Commanders said. Quote, "The Commanders are committed to working with the council around the clock to keep this project on schedule and deliver a world-class stadium for the district by 2030. This is more than just a stadium. It's an investment in families, local workers, long-term economic opportunity that will transform this community, district, and region. Any delays will jeopardize DC's ability to attract premier concerts, global talent, and marquee events, including the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup. Most importantly, it will be a slow of new jobs at a time when the district needs them most. We are hopeful the council will continue to work in an expedited way to approve this deal and deliver a significant win for the people of DC." So, for example, Stubb, DC, the nation's capital, missed out for the first time in the history of the World Cup to host because we didn't have a right stadium. They have an opportunity 5 years later when the Women's World Cup comes to town. And I don't want to hear this, that, oh, the Women's World Cup's not a big deal. There's a massive women's soccer fan base, even here in Richmond with the Ivy and in Washington with the Washington Spirit. DC would be on fire with people if they could host a game for the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup. And if it's a brand new stadium, it might not just be a group stage game. It might not just be a knockout round game. They might be able to get the semifinals or the finals if Josh Harris and company are able to build their world-class stadium in the district in time by 2030. You want to make some money? You want to make the city great again? You want to get people to move back to the city? You want to improve Washington, D.C.? You got to host major events. Got to host major events. And so the latest from Eric Flack, it's not going to get done by July 15th. It's probably going to be stripped by August. And if they take until September, they're going to jeopardize Washington getting the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup. And that would be a massive missed opportunity, a big-ass payday for the city. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. I like to use the rewind feature to hear the Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips, 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 before Grant and Danny drive you home. And this week on the Junkies, they were talking about the most intriguing teams in 2025. I thought it was an interesting topic. It was to go around the National Football League with NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so I am so intrigued by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've been saying this all offseason long. I wanted them to get Aaron Rodgers. I kept saying that's the best opportunity for them to break through because they had to improve at the quarterback position. And they let Russell Wilson go. They let Justin Fields go. They weren't going to get a rookie that was going to take the next step. It wasn't going to be Kirk Cousins to take the next step. I thought Aaron Rodgers was the right guy for the job. And I'm excited because I kind of think Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, the talent they have, trading for DK Metcalf. I'm kind of thinking 10 wins. Let's take a listen to Aaron Rodgers. Could this be his final season in the National Football League?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
It certainly is a city that expects you to win, and it feels like if it doesn't work with Aaron Rodgers, it might cost Mike Tomlin his job. So, most intriguing teams in 2025 in the NFL, Stubb, the Steelers are at the top of my list. They're at the top of my list.
I'm so certain of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not interesting to me.
And yet, Mike Tomlin's never won less than nine games.
Yeah.
So you think that trend's going to change this year?
No. It's just going to be another 9 or 10 wins in a playoff loss.
Right, but if you make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers, anything is possible.
I can't.
1,000-year...
He's thrown a Hail Mary before.
It's like
a
1,000-year-old Aaron Rodgers who's... That's clearly not doing it anymore.
That's crazy. Who are you most intrigued by this season?
I'll tell you what, it's not Pittsburgh. You know, my biggest problem with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'll give you this question, Awad. You're the professional here. When you are a part of an NFL franchise, you think about your future. Aaron Rodgers is not your future. You're thinking this is for one season.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking, okay, they'll have a good winning record. They'll make the playoffs. Now, where do you go after? You're probably not going to have a good draft pick. You'll probably be in that 18 to 20 range of draft picks. You're looking at the people coming out of college. You have Arch Manning, the dude from UCLA. I don't think Lenora Sellers is there yet, but...
You're looking ahead on a team that can't afford to look ahead. That's what I would say.
But we're just going to do this forever. Like, next year, we're going to get Sam Darnold after he does okay, and that's going to be another 9, and then we're going to get Geno Smith and get 9 wins. And it's just going to be in this cycle forever.
I completely, 1,000% disagree with you on everything you're saying about that. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers here, and Mike Tomlin, and every single year... They're above 500 and a playoff team.
Yeah, but that's it. A playoff team that gets demolished in the first game.
Like, you act like they didn't win a Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you act
with
like they
ben
haven't been to multiple
that's
Super Bowls.
The
they even
difference.
Lost one
they need
with
to
him.
Get a real quarterback.
Right. How do you suggest they do that?
Tank.
Yeah.
No.
Honestly,
no.
At this point,
that's the stupidest thing ever. That's my whole point. Listen to me here. All right, I'm trying to teach you a lesson.
I'm listening.
You're talking about a team planning next year that can't afford to do that because Mike Tomlin will not keep his job. He knows that. The front office knows that. And so you're all in for this season right now. You can't look ahead. You can't say, oh, look at these quarterbacks in the future. No, you're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. You'll figure the rest out later down the road.
Shot they win a Super Bowl
this year. What do you think their chances are at actually winning a Super Bowl with this team?
I mean, it's not great. It's probably not even top 5 in the AFC.
I will say, looking back on it...
Hold on a second. Why the F did the Jets do this move? Why the F did the Jets go for Aaron Rodgers? Because they think they can win a Super Bowl with him. You go out and you get a Super Bowl winning quarterback and you try to win it all.
And then they proved that it wasn't possible 2 years in a row.
Oh, so what? So Robert Saleh got fired. Exactly.
Yeah,
if it doesn't work with Rodgers, Mike Tomlin will be fired, and they will pair a new coach with a new quarterback, just like Washington did.
And that's the tank. You're the one saying Aaron Rodgers is going to take him on a run.
You're not understanding. Mike Tomlin won't tank and lose his own job. That's stupid.
So then we get 9 wins and a playoff loss.
Right.
Is that a successful season, though?
Yes.
A playoff
no,
loss.
Yes.
I don't think it is for Pittsburgh. I think we had this conversation earlier.
I know. And it's like I'm working with idiots here. Don't really. The National Football League is the hardest league. This isn't the NBA. They let 20 of the 30 teams into the league. All right? 7 teams out of 16 get in from the NFC. 7 teams out of 16 get in from the AFC.
I can't.
And they're number 7 every time.
I feel like when you are a franchise, you want to always get better. And I just have seen consistently the Pittsburgh Steelers have been the same for the past 10 years, and I haven't seen improvement.
I think you're completely wrong about that, because in 2020 they won 12 games and won their division. In 2017 they won 13 games and won their division. Like, they have not had playoff success.
No.
All right? And I'll give
that's
you that.
That's what I mean.
I'll give you that. They haven't had playoff success. Has Washington?
Well, that's the thing.
You know what I mean? You have to get to the playoffs.
Fired everyone and we tanked it. And we got the second pick quarterback.
Our front office.
Like, are you saying that Buffalo hasn't had success? Because they haven't had it.
Well, I would say Buffalo in the past.
Baltimore Ravens.
I would say that the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills are actually doing something good for their franchise is because at one point, I mean, you went from Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson, and I don't have the ball knowledge. I don't remember a quarterback in between. I know RG3 was a Raven for a little bit, but like,
no, they went from Flacco to Lamar. Well, they got lucky because they drafted him, I think, 32nd overall.
And so I'm saying, like, if I'm Pittsburgh and I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and we had this Pittsburgh Steelers fan come on, and he was like, listen, I don't like Mike Tomlin. I want him gone. At this point, I'm like, if Mike Tomlin can't bring a playoff win to Pittsburgh, if they win a playoff game, I will shut my mouth and say, hey, well, you were right. You were correct. You were 100% correct, because that right there shows me that they have actually succeeded in getting better. Like you said, they won their conference or their division.
They've been in the playoffs last 2 years. If they get into the playoffs again, it's a successful season.
And I will say they did get in the playoffs with Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will say that's...
They have not had the quarterback success since Ben Roethlisberger. They thought it was going to be Kenny Pickett. They've missed. But you guys are acting like 20 other teams haven't missed on quarterbacks. So, you know, it's impossible hit on that. That's why Washington has struggled for so long.
Your whole point 2 years ago was you got to keep taking a shot on the quarterback.
Yeah, they're taking a shot on Aaron Rodgers on a one-year deal because he's a guy who has been a league MVP and has won a Super Bowl.
A one-year deal, I don't understand why dinosaur it's that crazy. With a broken leg is not a shot.
I don't think it's crazy. I understand why they did it.
No, it's just you guys come from a generation that is, show me where you're at right now.
Generation.
Show me something recent. I'm not going to just forget about Aaron Rodgers' career because he was not good last year in New York and he got hurt the year before. All right?
I think,
and believe me, I would love to just poo on Aaron Rodgers because I don't like him and his ayahuasca rants and all the BS that he does on the Pat McAfee show, but I understand talent, and I respect greatness. And this is Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Kirk Cousins we're talking about. This isn't Jared freaking Goff. This is Aaron Rodgers. He's been Brett Favre 2.0, Aaron Rodgers, all right? He can win football games.
I think with this Pittsburgh Steelers roster, I think I can name 8 or 9, maybe even 10 quarterbacks that I think can do better than what than Aaron Rodgers can do with this team. And that's where my problem is.
Like,
where I'm like,
you mean like quarterbacks that are already under contract with other teams that they had no chance to get?
I'm not saying
we have to live in a reality here where Pittsburgh played a season with Russell Wilson, all right, and Justin Fields, and Fields got to New York, and Wilson got to New York. And who are the free agent quarterbacks? And who are the draft picks, right?
My biggest thing is that I think
do you think there was any rookie that would have been better than Russell Wilson, than Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
Cam Ward?
Take a shot on Shador.
That's exactly where I was going. I was going to say, why not? Why not Shador? That's a future right there. And when they didn't, and again, there's a lot of reasons why you don't do that. I get it.
So you're saying Pittsburgh messed up not drafting Shador, who didn't get drafted in round 1, 2, 3, 4, got drafted in round 5 by a team that already had 3 quarterbacks on their roster. So Pittsburgh made a mistake just like every other team in the NFL that didn't want Shador Sanders.
I think the Saints made a mistake. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers made a mistake. I mean, who else was looking for a quarterback? I mean, those are the two teams. Browns, obviously, but I mean, the Browns got him.
He was the Ace Bailey of the draft. He just fell a lot farther. It's a huge upside downside, and Steelers need one or the other.
I want to see a future.
I want to get this on record. You two are arguing that Shador Sanders is better than Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't say that.
We're not saying that.
They would that the right now 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I would rather have a fresh rookie
in
Shedeur Sanders. All right.
And what happens this year with Shedeur Sanders? He doesn't win more than 8 games and Mike Tomlin's fired. And then you have a new coach who doesn't like Shedeur Sanders, and then you're dealing with a terrible situation.
But you get a high draft pick.
And then you're going to draft another quarterback? Welcome to the GM of the Arizona Cardinals. Draft a quarterback every year.
I wouldn't say that, like, even if they win less than 8 games, that Shedeur and Mike Tomlin, that I personally, if I have Shedeur Sanders, I wouldn't fire Mike Tomlin because I know what he can do. Again, that's not why I am the GM of the Steelers, and I probably do understand, like, if they were in that situation with Shedeur and be like, oh, you guys didn't win and you didn't make the playoffs.
It just comes down to upside and ceiling. And Aaron Rodgers' ceiling is making it to the Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What do you expect for the next 5 years? You're the GM. You sit in that office. What do you expect for your team this year, and where do you go after?
This year, you're all in to win a Super Bowl. Next year, you'll reevaluate because you might be looking for a new coach. You will be looking for a new quarterback. There's going to be a lot of moving parts next season. You got to be all in this year. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stub running the ones and twos, our intern Biff for the summer. Just to put a bow on the topic of discussion last segment here, a head coach could decide to roll with a rookie quarterback and play him for the entire season and anoint him the starter day one because they're trying to save their job. And then that rookie quarterback could go 4-13, and they could be fired, and their name is Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera was in that situation. He could have drafted a quarterback. He could have tried to do a sign and trade. He could have gone out and gotten Aaron Rodgers, right? Instead, he said, no, I'm going to give Sam Howell the opportunity. Give the rookie an opportunity here. They won 4 games, and he's out of a job. Mike Tomlin's coaching for his job.
And where is our franchise now?
Mike Tomlin is not going to do that. You think Ron Rivera gives a bleep about Jaden Daniels' success?
The thing you just said was the best thing that's ever happened to Washington in 30 years.
Yes, it's the best thing that's ever happened to Washington. The worst thing for Ron Rivera because he's out of a job.
And that's fine. Because if you're a Steelers fan, you want the team to win. You don't want Mike Tomlin to win.
That doesn't make any sense. Mike Tomlin is coaching with his life on the line in Pittsburgh. Why would he do that? He doesn't care about the team's success when he's gone.
I think what I would say about that is I think the reason why I would be more confident if I was Mike Tomlin is because what I've done there at Pittsburgh, Ron Rivera hasn't done anything with Washington. So no Washington fan was like, oh, yeah, Ron Rivera's my guy. And when his draft was terrible. I mean, Emmanuel Forbes, like he had terrible draft picks. Terrible system. Mike Tomlin's actually probably one of the better coaches and will go down as one of the best coaches of all time. And so my problem is I'd be confident in my name and my ability to bring a star to Pittsburgh, so Shador. And yeah, he might not have the season Aaron Rodgers has this year.
But then he'll lose his job.
But that's
it. At the end of the day, that's what you're not getting. It's like you're clouding your judgment based off of the fan bases. These are human beings that want to keep their job.
I understand why he did it, but I also would have a conversation with the office and be like, hey, listen, this is where I think this franchise can go. And then
I have a feeling they had those conversations this year. His job, it heated up this year. It felt like he was going to get fired this year. It felt like he was going to get fired last year.
Is the GM and ownership only allowed to make decisions for the team so that Mike Tomlin has a chance to keep his job? Like, does the GM not have the power to be like, no, like, I'm not signing Aaron Rodgers. I'm drafting you a quarterback to use.
Right.
I think then my
That's
situation
what they should
would be,
have done.
GM's going to lose his job. What are you talking about?
I would flip it on the front office if that's the case. If they had a conversation and Mike Tomlin laid out everything, and they're like, yep, Aaron Rodgers is, and now you still have a risk to lose your job. I personally, knowing what Tomlin can do, I would be like, I'll let you draft a rookie and I'll let you give 2-3 years. But if I see the same thing and no upgrade, then yeah, you will.
No, this isn't 2022 here. He has been on the hot seat for the last 3 years in Pittsburgh. It is heated up every year. And so hey, are we going to fire him this year? Are we going to give him one last shot with Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's hard for me to understand why you want to fire a coach like him when he's made the playoffs, as Washington fan.
That's a different topic for a different day. And believe me, I would argue to keep Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh doesn't want to. They want playoff success.
Best case scenario for them, aside from a Super Bowl, which isn't going to happen, is tanking and keeping Mike Tomlin.
That's what I would say.
See, I mean, best case scenario is your fan base just wasted an entire season, wasted all their money on a terrible franchise.
Yeah, but look what that did for us. Like, that's just what has to happen.
Imagine being a Jets fan.
No, it doesn't.
It has to happen, or Mike Tomlin isn't the guy.
You don't have to fully tank to get good. That didn't happen with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, it didn't happen with a lot of teams. The Baltimore Ravens were never terrible. Like you just meant, they went from Flacco to Jackson and kept going. And Harbaugh's been there for like 15 years. You don't have to fully bottom out to get good.
I think it's all the luck in the draft. I think that's what – I mean, Kansas City obviously got lucky. Lamar got lucky – or Baltimore got lucky. And I think Pittsburgh's just got to get lucky. That's what I would say. And
I think you're sleeping on the amount of work the scouts have to do to make sure they didn't just get lucky. They knew Patrick Mahomes was a talent. The Ravens studied Louisville and what Lamar Jackson. They brought in a coordinator member that could run his offense the way they wanted it to work with Lamar in the NFL. There's a lot that goes in behind the scenes. It's not just, you know, a GM or a guy in the front office saying this or that.
Yeah, I agree.
The core of me and Griffin's argument is something needs to change in Pittsburgh, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't feel like a change to us. It feels like more of the same. I don't know if it is bottoming it out. I don't know if it is Tomlin being gone. I don't know if the GM is going on, but something major has to happen for that team if they ever want a chance of doing anything, because it's run the same way for 10 years and had the same basically non-success.
I would just completely disagree. I mean, we're here in Washington. In the last 10 years, they have had 5 seasons with 11 or more wins. And how many seasons have we had?
Well, what is it?
We're like the worst team in the last 10 years. Yeah. It's a terrible metric.
No, you can look at Cleveland. You can look at Jacksonville.
Like bottom five then. If that's the basis, that's not... You want to go. You need to make a change so you can be a team that can compete.
I don't think we're bottom five in the last 10 years. I think there's been actually a worse franchise
pretty
that
dang
have been
close.
Staying at the bottom. Vegas has not had zero success even since they moved from Oakland. The Chargers have had a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff game. I mean, look, the whole thing of something needs to change in Pittsburgh, I just disagree with. Because if that was your team, you'd be happy with it. You're looking at this like, oh, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. No, I'm looking at this like there's 32 NFL teams, and if your team went 11 wins five times in the last 8 years, you'd be happy.
It's almost giving Alex Smith when he came to Washington, where I was like, yeah, sure, Alex Smith is coming. Sweet. That's sick. But then it's like, all right, now he's gone, and now we're back to being bad. Now I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be like, oh, sweet, that was a cool season. Now we're back to being mid. And so that's my problem, is like I can't just be mid and happy.
Look, this could have been the same situation the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were talking about. We went all in for Tom Brady, and it didn't work. What happened? It did work, though.
Tom Brady
is
the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, but Aaron Rodgers is the top 10.
And he was still consistently proving it.
And, yeah, Brady didn't really – I mean, Brady had a down season, quote-unquote down season, his last New England.
Did it not work with Phillip Rivers when he made his move? Like, there are other quarterbacks that have been veterans. They went to a new place, a team took a shot on them, and they had decent success. Oh, yeah, Kirk Cousins, the Minnesota Vikings. Come on now.
Aaron Rodgers was like 25 or 26.
Yeah, Kirk was, like, entering his prime.
Okay, but Phillip Rivers was old.
Yeah, I
agree. And Tom Brady was older than all of them. And I get he's Tom Brady, but this is Aaron Rodgers also.
Yeah, but I just saw what he did with the Jets. And I just, like, I'm not sitting here and saying that Pittsburgh's going to be worse. But I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to be 100% better, get to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I can't see it. And so that's why I would say... Me and Stubb are saying that there has to be a change in Pittsburgh if you want to be consistently better than you have been in the last 10 years.
I think you make the playoffs and you see what happens. You make the playoffs
That's
and
fine.
You see what happens.
That's fine.
Because you could argue the Giants weren't good enough with Eli Manning every year because the best they got was the sixth seed. And then what happened a couple times? They were the sixth seed and they won a couple games. David Tyree catches the ball off his helmet and they win two Super Bowls over the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport. You just have to get into the playoffs and anything can happen.
I don't think it hurts to get in the playoffs for sure. Yeah. My argument is not getting in the playoffs is bad. My
the last
argument,
2 years, they got wiped in the playoffs too.
And to be fair, on Pittsburgh's side, they do play a gauntlet of a playoff, like the Bills. Like, that's tough, dude.
The AFC, I just think... The AFC is so tough that if you make it in the playoffs, you're insane to say that's not successful. The AFC is so difficult. Getting in the playoffs is a success. Yes, it can get annoying if you lose year after year and you feel like it's stagnant, we're not taking a step forward. That's why they swung for the fences with Aaron Rodgers. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. I can't wait for him to win a Super Bowl, retire, and we can retire this dumb conversation. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. We've got a special guest coming up next from Impractical Jokers. He'll be performing in Richmond, Virginia tomorrow. Sal Vulcano. Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers brings his Everything's Fine tour to Richmond tomorrow. He joins us next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.